Canada's agricultural land is under increasing pressure to produce more food as demand grows domestically and internationally. While the industry grapples with limited resources and environmental constraints, a new report found, "We need to grow more food on less land and in a volatile climate," said Tyler McCann, managing director of the Canadian Agri-Food Policy Institute. The report by the Institute released Thursday looks at the pressures on Canada's agricultural land to produce more food while also mitigating and adapting to the effects of climate change, said McCann. "Despite Canada being a big country, it doesn't have as much agricultural land as people might think," said McCann, with the report noting that agricultural land makes up only around 7% of the country. "Because of that, we can't take what we do have for granted," he said. "We need to be really thoughtful about how we are using our agricultural land." In 2020, Canada was the eighth largest country in terms of cropland area, the report said, with that cropland decreasing by 7% over the previous two decades. "Canada is a major producer and net exporter of agriculture and agri-food products," the report said, exporting $91 billion in products in 2022, and one of the top 10 exporters of wheat, canola, pulses, pork and beef. In the coming years, Canada will face increased demand from countries whose populations are growing, the report said. With population growth on one side and climate change on the other, Canada will be amongst an increasingly smaller number of countries that is a net exporter, said McCann, noting that Canada's own population is growing, and farmland also needs to be protected against urban sprawl. "The wildfires clouding Canadian skies this week are a vivid reminder of the pressure that extreme weather and the changing climate are putting on the agricultural sector," said McCann. "We need to clearly mitigate agriculture's impact on climate change. But we also need to make sure agriculture is adapting to climate change's impacts," he said. "One of the ways the world has responded to demand for increased agricultural production over time is to create more agricultural land, in some cases by cutting down forests," said McCann. "But that's not a viable option for Canada, which doesn't have a lot of land that can be sustainably converted into farmland. And even if it could, doing so could have a variety of adverse environmental effects," he said. "Some of the practices used to reduce emissions and sequester carbon in agriculture can also improve production output on existing farmland," the report found, "such as precision agriculture and no-till practices. However, intensifying the production of current agricultural land also comes with potential environmental downsides," the report said. For example, McCann said fertilizer is an important part of sustainable agriculture, but there's a balance to be struck because excessive use of fertilizer can quickly turn food production unsustainable. "We need to be a lot more thoughtful about the inputs that we're using," he said, adding the same can be said about the use of technology in agriculture and the policies and programs put in place to encourage sustainable intensification of Canadian agriculture. The report recommends that Canada adopt policies that provide financial incentives and technical assistance to farmers and develop regulatory frameworks promoting sustainable land use, as well as promoting education and awareness campaigns, so that the country can ensure the long-term sustainability of its agricultural sector while protecting the environment. This report by the Canadian Press was first published June 8, 2023. Rosa Saba, The Canadian Press.